We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Joining us this morning, Eddie Dibaschewitz, talking about Dingus Day in Western New York, because it is right around the corner. And Eddie, we've had a theory here this morning that Dingus Day, it's and Easter, really the whole weekend, the holiday weekend that's coming up, it's being overshadowed a little bit because the eclipse is just over a week away. And it's so close to all this happening that, I don't know, Dingus Day hasn't gotten as much attention as it normally does.
Oh, I beg to differ. First of all, good morning, guys. How are you all?
We're doing well.
Listen, the buzz is about the eclipse, no question. But I think the real story this particular week is the pre-eclipse. The shadow of the Pussy Willow Bud will completely encompass all of Western New York. It's kind of a opening act. It's the precursor to the big show next week. Listen, people are buzzing about Dingus Day for the last few months. I've been fielding phone calls and emails literally from all over the country. We have people coming in from Wisconsin, from Arizona, from Florida, from Pennsylvania, from Ohio. Busloads of people are coming in from other states. So I think, you know, there's no diminishing of the interest in Dingus Day because of a little sun activity.
And well, Eddie, is Buffalo still the Dingus Day capital of the world?
Without question. There's no place in the world that celebrates Dingus Day the way that we do here in Western New York. Not even in Poland. I've been to Poland numerous times and tried to explain to them what's going on here. And they look at me like I'm from another planet, because it's a very low-key thing in Poland and really kind of an old-fashioned kind of a thing. Here in Buffalo, we have turned it into a Western New York thing. It's really a Western New York experience that is based in Polish tradition and culture, and that's the reason why we started the parade and made a big deal out of it, was we wanted to share the rich customs and traditions of Poland because they're so valuable, we think. And the people that have live here in Buffalo that are of Polish ancestry, some of them have, their families have been here since the late 1800s. So they're more American than Polish. So we wanted to introduce that to them, but it's really become much, much bigger than that. I mean, we've now branched out from that historic Polonia district, that area around Broadway and Fillmore that we have dubbed the historic Polonia district. And now people all over town want to get involved. We have people on Chippewa at Soho and the Hofbrau House over near the arena, Polish cadets in Black Rock. So it's really spreading out all over the suburbs, obviously. You know, it's a big deal.
It's a big deal. You mentioned it's grown significantly since its beginnings here in Western New York. I mean, how have you seen it change over the years? And then for this year, what's different?
Well, I mean, when we first started the parade, listen, Dingus Day has been around for a long time in Buffalo. The Chopin Singing Society started having Dingus Day parties in 1961, and it really was a big deal for about 30 years. But then as that neighborhood kind of changed, Dingus Day changed as well, and people weren't interested in it. We started the parade in 2007. That first parade probably had, I don't know, maybe 25 different groups in it, if that. We had a couple of pickup trucks and a few people walking. The first band wasn't even a polka band. It was the Party Squad, was the only band we had that year, because it was the only one that I knew that I could contact and strong arm them into doing it. But what it's, so we've obviously grown in the amount of participation in the parade itself. The amount of venues has probably tripled. We have an extensive shuttle system now that takes people back and forth. They can literally go from, you know, the M Hotel in over by the Galleria, hop on a bus, come to the parade, and then go to 15 other joints. It's, you know, that's how it's changed. It's gotten big. We've gotten international exposure. People all over the world know about Dingus Day in Buffalo. The president of Poland, I was with the president of Poland a few months ago, and he knew about Dingus Day in Buffalo. I was with Lech Walesa, the former president, last month in Miami. He knew about it. And you know, they, I invited them to come. Obviously, they might have a few other things going on right now, but, you know, they assured me that at some point that they will be here. This is on people's bucket list, Brian. Yeah, people, there was a woman who contacted me not long ago. She's coming in from Wisconsin. It was on her bucket list to take part in Dingus Day Buffalo. So, you know, we made the arrangements. She's going to be on a float. It's going to be great.
You know, Dingus Day, Eddie, falls on April Fool's Day this year. Does that kind of allow for more fun, more shenanigans?
I don't think, can we fit any more shenanigans in? That's like, yeah, how much more shenanigans can take place? And if you look at the Julian calendar, April 1st is really, the day after Easter, I should say, is the beginning of the new year. So in some ways it's April Fool's Day, in some ways it's the beginning of the new year. And that's why I always say Dingus is not just a day, it's a state of mind. And that state of mind is one of hope and renewal and rebirth and resurrection. I mean, we're celebrating the resurrection of Jesus and the resurrection of life. Everything is starting to grow again. The days are getting longer. The days are getting warmer. It's about starting over, and it's a very, very positive energy. That's what's so unique about this thing. I mean, we have a lot of great events here in Western New York. Don't get me wrong. But this one, there's something very, very special about it. There's a lot of love in the air. There's a lot of hugging and kissing and nostalgia, as well as looking ahead. It's really a very, very unique experience, and I'm just happy to be a part of it and to watch it grow from this small little thing into this international awareness for Buffalo. It's turned into a tourist destination for Buffalo, New York. Who would ever thought that the power of the pussy willow was that strong?
Power of the pussy willow. Love to hear it. All right, Eddie, I'm sure we'll be checking in again on Dingus Day or at some point before then, but wanted to get the word out, start getting the buzz out there, coming in just a few days. Eddie Dibashevitz joining us. Dingus Day happening this Monday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.